Now joined by Matt Waddell of the University of Arkansas. Did I say it right?
Mike
Waddell. Why did I say Matt?
Well,
I don't even know what
Matt.
I'm thinking. Well, okay, we're going to call you Mike, Matt for a day.
Matt, Mike, you know.
I like it. Works. It's all good.
Yeah, Mike Waddell with the University of Arkansas, new senior associate AD, and you're in charge of all this social media stuff, right?
That's some of the stuff, yeah.
Were you in charge of the Twitter accounts on the front of the media guide?
No, that was actually the idea of Zach Higbee, who's the assistant AD.
So we're going to give him credit for that?
He does a great job.
He does do
We're very
job.
Blessed, and, yeah, it's a great time to be a Razorback. Looking forward to the first game against Louisiana on the 31st and about getting to know everything about Razorback Nation.
Mike, when you look at social media and how it is used this day and age, and I think back to when Matt Jones, who's back in Little Rock in the studio, was playing for the Razorbacks. We didn't have Twitter. We didn't have Facebook. If he wanted to make a highlight or something, and he did, it took a while before people were able to get to it. Nowadays, like Johnny Manziel said, or Jadeveon Clowney, yesterday he goes to the sideline, and the hit that he did last year in the bowl game was already up on YouTube, and people had GIFs of it, and they were watching it.
Yeah. It's a big change. Heck, when I played back in the 80s, we didn't even have computers. So I don't think we had cell phones back then. We had the old bag phones. Remember those?
Did you have the instant replay screen, though, up there?
Yeah, I don't think we had that. I didn't make too many replays. But it's a different world. And I can tell you that, back when I was at the University of Cincinnati, I was actually the person who manned the Brian Kelly Twitter account because he didn't really want to be bothered with it. But he does his own now. Brett does his own now. This is a very personal way to make a connection with a young man. And with our football media guide cover, trying to be a little innovative there, we have some other things that we're going to roll out here in the next 4 to 6 weeks that will be more fan-friendly. And that's our goal. To promote the brand of the University of Arkansas and to make it as interactive as possible so that the fans really do feel like they're a part of. And, we'll do that with our tweets from Birmingham here today and on throughout the rest of time, hopefully, as we engage this media.
And, Mike, some people want to ask, why put the Twitter handles of student-athletes on the front of a media guide, especially when some student-athletes have their Twitter handles, or people know their Twitter handles out there, and some of their tweets are not really good, and it gets them in trouble.
Well, I think that's really a tribute back to the great young men that we have with us here today in Birmingham. You're in the presence of a guy named Kiro Small or Travis Swanson or Chris Smith. I've only met these guys within the last month, but I feel like I've known them my whole life. And they're extremely responsible. And when you look at what they have to offer, I guess the positives outweigh the negatives is how we look at it. And we're very proud of our young men, and we don't tell them what to tweet, but we trust them, and we do, give them advice and counsel. And with that, they go out to be great ambassadors, just like they would be if they were out talking to you at a Naturals game, or if they're out there, at the lake or something like that. They're going to be out in the public eye, so don't hide your kids. Let's embrace it and get them ready to go out because, man, as you know, when you get out into the professional ranks, and we hope that our Razorbacks have that opportunity to go out, we want them prepared for every one of those curveballs that's going to come, and hopefully we're doing a good job with that. I feel certain we are.
Yeah, it's kind of like a business card almost now, and I did want to ask you, is there any type of rules or anything being set up? Because it seems like it's all happening fast with the social media. But as far as if a player was to tweet something at halftime or during a game, is there a limit or a window that, hey, we don't want this going on. We want you focused on the game at the time.
I certainly hope they're not engaging social media from their locker. But the new lockers that we have in the Fred W. Smith Football Center are the largest in college football. So I guess they could get a few things in there and charge up their phone. But I believe, Matt, what you really want to do is just remind the young men that anything, and the young ladies too from our female student athletes at Arkansas, that anything that they tweet out there is going to be out there more or less forever. Somebody's going to save it. And you don't put anything out there that you don't want on the front page of the Fayetteville or the Little Rock paper or the New York Times, for that matter, as some people have found out, I think, here in Birmingham over the last few days. So you just try to be responsible with it.
Yeah, and to be like, hey, you know, sometimes whatever you're thinking is not that important, you know, to get caught up that way. And you're right that when it's out there, it's in ink. It's going to be out there forever.
Some places I've been before, guys, we even had the hours. We said you can be open from 9 to 5. Yeah. Try not to do anything at 11:45 or, God forbid, after midnight. It's probably my daddy always used to tell me nothing good happens after midnight, so go ahead and be back home. So I try to use the same type of common sense with social media.
Mike, and I guess Brett embraces social media, embraces the Twitter world, if you will. He's on there, tweets regularly, pictures of his pets, his wife, whatever it might be, a lunch at the 50-yard line. And it's all for a reason. He's using that for a reason. Talk about the way he uses Twitter as opposed to, say, a Kiaro Small or a Chris Smith.
Well, I think Brett's just being Brett. And watching him interact with the student athletes today, really for the first time being in close quarters on our plane coming over here, I mean, he's one of the guys. I mean, Brett played ball. I mean, he played at Iowa. He's coached. I mean, he's done all that, but he's just one of the guys. And I think that type of relationship is what these kids are looking for today, and that's a big part of the recruiting process. I mean, you want to play for somebody who you want to have a relationship with the rest of your life. I mean, Matt, I mean, I guess the Razorbacks that you played with, the guys that you played with in the pros, I mean, those are going to be the guys that are, They're in your wedding. They could be at your funeral. They could be, you know, in a lot of different things. These are the people that are going to be with you for all the pages of your personal book. So I think that's what Brett really wants to use this for. It's to engage and to show what we're going to build here in Arkansas, and that's a national championship football program for the people of Razorback Nation.
Yeah, you're right. Some of your best memories, and then speaking of that, you know, with Coach Nutt, he was there all 4 years that I was there, and just to be able to have that lasting relationship with. And one thing Coach Nutt, and I've said this before on the show, is when he's out recruiting kids that, you know, some of them, you know, it's like a high number, 60-70% come from single parent families where they are kind of that father figure for that kid and that role model for him.
Absolutely. And I was probably closer to my assistant coaches than I was to the head coach. And all of our assistant coaches are engaged. Our administrators are engaged. Jeff Long, UA, is the account for our director of athletics. And he's come live from, I think, two different continents now. I think he was tweeting over when he was at Wimbledon back in early July. So it's a great medium. It's a way to get the word out. And we're going to think of some unique ways to do that over the course of the football, basketball, baseball, and all the other sports seasons. And if you guys or your listeners have any great ideas about how we can do that, we're open, and you can follow me direct. Maybe I can get some followers out of this. Mike Waddell, UA, W-A-D-D-E-L-L. You can find me there, and I'm open ears, and we want to be as engaged as anybody in the country. That's our goal.
And that's M-I-K-E, not M-A-double-T.
That's right. It's the North Carolina way to spell.
We're trying. Mike, thanks so much, buddy.
Thank you,
man. Appreciate it. Welcome to Arkansas, too.
Thank you.